Those who are born again and have become true followers of Jesus are enslaved to him by their own free will. The Apostle Paul called himself a slave of Jesus Christ, as we see in Romans 1 verse 1. Modern Bible translations have been modified. Instead of using the word slave, they have changed it to servant, because people do not like the idea to be slaves. We cannot have eternal life if we do not follow Jesus and do not serve him as slaves. Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds." Matthew 16 verse 24 to 27. Jesus said, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." John 12 verse 26. If you follow Jesus, you do not follow your own mind and do as you please. You do as he commands you to do. Jesus also told the parable of the talents to demonstrate the role of his followers to be that of slaves. We see what happened to the slave who had received one talent and did not use it for his master's benefit. And the one also who had received the one talent came up and said, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid, and went away, and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours." But his master answered and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival, I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take the talent away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Matthew 25 verse 24 to 30. Those who are preachers, who have elevated themselves to leadership and put themselves in charge of churches, will be held accountable. Jesus said, "Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master will put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that evil slave says in his heart, 'My master is not coming for a long time,' and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eat and drink with drunkards, The master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour which he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 24, verse 45 to 51. There will be many preachers in hell, those who enrich themselves with tithes and offerings that they force believers to pay, and then they live worldly lives, eating and drinking with the drunkards, building themselves mega churches and living in luxury. They are wicked slaves. Many believers refuse to serve Jesus. Paul writes in Philippians 3, verse 18 to 19, "For as I have often told you before, and now declare with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. They refuse to pick up their cross and follow Jesus. They are sinners, slaves to sin. Jesus said, 'I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave of sin.'" John 8, verse 34. Many are slaves of money. They want to become rich, but they refuse to serve Jesus. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Matthew 6, verse 24. The words of Jesus are very clear. Those who believe in him must follow and obey him and serve him as slaves. They will be held accountable for their deeds. He will repay every man according to his deeds. Are we serving Jesus as he commanded, as his slaves? Or are we serving ourselves? Is Jesus pleased with us? What reward do we expect? Heaven or damnation? May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.